schlaf, Kindchen, schlaf, dein Vater hüt die Schaf, dein Mutter schüttelt's Bäumelein, da fällt herab ein Träumelein, schlaf, Kindchen, schlaf. Hello and welcome to GermanPodcast.de, the podcast to learn German. Ja, yeah. I can't sing, but I had to do it. It's a lullaby. It's very common in Germany. And I thought that would be a good introduction because today I'm going to show you mein Schlafzimmer, my sleeping room, and will explain some words you'll find in a Schlafzimmer. So we'll start right away. And I've put a picture on the homepage, so you might want to go there and take a look at it, because I've taken the picture and I've written some words next to it. And the bed is the bed I built myself last week, by the way. Anyway, let's take a look at the Schlafzimmer. Let's start with the floor. It looks like wood, but it isn't. It's laminat. Laminat. It's the thing that looks like wood. And we say laminat Boden. So the Boden is a floor, and it's made from laminat. Yeah, then we have the bed itself. It's made from wood, aus Holz. And it's very simple. It's just a number of Balken. And I've taken those Balken and screwed them together. So the wood is Balken, and wood is Holz, but with a certain form, it's Balken. Okay, of course I'm lying on a Matratze. Matratze is a thing, a mattress, I think. And the yellow cover is Bezug. That's called Bezug. And I put it over the Matratze. So, you know what it's for, huh? Okay, I cover myself with a Bettdecke. Or just a Decke. A Decke is a blanket, and when it's on the bed, it's called Bettdecke. And it's covered with Bettwäsche. Bettwäsche. And my head rests on Kopfkissen, pillow, Kopfkissen. Or I might just say Kissen. And on the right you can see a Taschenlampe, a torch. Taschenlampe. So you can't put that one into a pocket, but that's what it's called. Taschen is pocket, Lampe is lamp, so it's called Taschenlampe. Then I have some light there, it's called Nachttischlampe. And Nachttisch, I don't have one, but it's the little cupboard that's place next to bed, and you usually put the lamp on top of it, so that's why it's called Nachttischlampe. And then I have the wall is Wand, and it's covered with a Tapete. And then right at the top you can see the Decke, and I live on the top floor, so I have a wooden Decke, a Holzdecke, and this is schräg, because the roof is right above it. Okay, now let's repeat some of those words. What's the German word for torch? Taschenlampe. Taschenlampe. And what's the German word for Mattress? Matratze. 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 And what's the German word for pillow? Kopfkissen. Or just kissen. And Kopf, of course, is head. So I put my head on the pillow. That's why it's called Kopfkissen. And what's the German word for wall? Wand. Wand. And what's the German word for Decke? For blanket. Okay, so what's the German word for the blanket that's on a bed? Bettdecke. Bettdecke. Okay. Now I want to say thank you to Carol. Carol is from Cincinnati. And she told me that the English don't use vocabularies, but just vocabulary. Thanks, Carol. And that's why I want to stress the point that we Germans, on the other hand, do use the plural. We say usually Vokabeln. Ich lerne Vokabeln. Ich muss noch Vokabeln lernen. Ich habe heute ganz schön viel Vokabeln zu lernen. Yeah, we always use Vokabeln. And only if I use, if I'm talking about a certain vocabulary, I would say, diese Vokabel, like, diese Vokabel ist schwer, oder diese Vokabel kann ich mir gar nicht merken. Aber im Normalfall sagen wir Vokabeln. Okay, thanks Carol. And I have another email here. Yeah, again Carol. And she told me that she has a hard time to understand the Swiss. And yeah, Carol, it is hard. When I came to Switzerland, I started to work in Basel. And Basel is right at the border to Germany, so they nearly speak German, I would say. And I worked with some other guys from Germany, so I had an easy time. But I went into the mountains and I met some old people who live in the mountains. I didn't understand anything, and I still can't understand some of those dialects. So don't be ashamed. It is hard, and the Swiss, if a Swiss talks to another Swiss and they don't know each other, they can hear where they come from. They can usually say the city or even the village where they come from. So many of the villages even have an own dialect and they know each other. Switzerland is quite small, after all. I can understand you because I had the same problems. And I have another email here from Stephen, and he wrote me that he was in Germany some years ago, and he actually still has a pocket version of the book Die Hütten des Deutschen Alpenvereins from 1976. I was born then, but I was still very young. Anyway, so he loves the Alps, the Swiss and the German Alps. And because of the pictures I posted on the last episode, he wrote me and told me about his time in Germany. So, hello, Stephen. And I hope that I will still love the Alps and I will still be there when I'm, you know, 30 years older than now. Okay. So I think that's enough for today. I wish you a pleasant weekend. Have fun. And I say, tschüss.